This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Charles, I want to ask you about these emails and what we're seeing inside them. First of all, Cheryl Mills, she's the former chief of staff for Hillary Clinton, and one of these WikiLeaks emails exchanges, at the end of it, she points out that in a note to send it to another account, not state.gov, because, she says, as a reminder, government email is maintained as federal records. In other words, don't send it there if you've got something to tell me that we shouldn't be saving.
Well, look, this brings us back full circle to where we started. The original question was, why does she have a private email? She said convenience. Obviously, that was ridiculous. She's carrying around a whole lot of devices. It was obvious she was hiding something. And think about it. She set it up in 2009 before becoming Secretary of State. So she anticipated having exchanges that she would not want anyone to see. So we've been asking ourselves on this set for a year almost, what exactly didn't she want people to see? Well, now we know. And as we speculated, the most plausible explanation was the rank corruption of the Clinton Foundation and its corrupt, I don't know if it's illegal, but corrupt relationship with the State Department. And her only defense, as we saw earlier, the Democrats are saying, well, there was nothing that she did, as in the Raytheon case, that was corrupted by donations. You can believe that if you want, but there's a reason that people give donations in large amounts, and that's to influence the outcome of decisions. So this, we're getting unfolding to us exactly what she anticipated having to hide, and it is really dirty business.
You got Brett Baer and Charles Krautheimer there. Speculating, because it's all we can do, but I think it's fair speculation to say, it wasn't about convenience. I mean, clearly with these emails, it's revealed, and which people suspected from the get-go anyway, that she's hiding something. I still think she's still hiding something. I think, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, certain aspects, things that are going on, I think there's a bombshell, a bigger bombshell, that just makes it impossible for people. And they're having a tough time with this because, as is being suggested here, and I was thinking about this, Scott, is what kind of presidency is she walking into with all this baggage that she's dragging along? And the voters are going along and putting her in this position. Does she have a fair chance to be successful as a president of the United States with the unlikability she has, with all the skepticism that surrounds her, the lack of trust? Does she have a fair shot at being an effective president? I think it's most difficult. And when you put people in a position, because after all, I mean, this is what this is all about. I mean, she's vying for a job here. And I just cannot believe the numbers of Americans, for the sake of being the first woman, and I understand all that romance and, potential. We just had the first, black American president. Now this is the time, and you got women, this is, gosh, in my lifetime, I never thought we would ever have a chance of voting for a woman for president. But I think by the same token, if the women were to really do some introspection here, is this really what they would want in terms of the standard bearer for American women in politics, American women in business, American women as an example in business or at any level? I don't think so. I think that in their heart of hearts, when they stop to think about it, they go, I'm glad it's the first one, but I wish it was a better candidate. All that aside, again, we got to stop and think, what kind of president, what kind of options does she come in with? I don't think she has a fair chance to be successful here because of what she's done to herself. And this is what we're setting ourselves up for by giving her the vote. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More coming up.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. You can follow us Monday through Friday. 3 hours every day. We come to you fresh, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth with us, as usual, because it's Friday. Founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Happy Friday.
Hey, it is, huh? What is it? There's all kinds of special days today. Is it Chocolate Day or something? I think Scott was telling me. National Chocolate. I think
every
day
is Chocolate Day.
I think so. Also, we also look to the Statue of Liberty. Today's the Statue of Liberty dedication day. And that brings up, of course, Hillary's comments about, in the Alfred Smith toast and roast, talking about how Donald perceived the Statue of Liberty, that he would give her a 4, take away the torch, and maybe he might make her a 5. I thought that was a good line.
That was a great line.
Hey, anyway, I want to extend a little bit on a conversation that we started just a moment ago, which is, consider which Pat Buchanan is calling a presidency from hell. You know, if Hillary becomes the first woman president, she becomes the president of the United States, what is America going to be faced with? I mean, does she have a fair shot to go in and do a good job? And, like I was saying, you hear these stories about these suffragettes who for years have been waiting for, the first female president, opportunity to vote for the first female president. And here it is. Would this be their poster child?
Well, for some ignorant voters, yes, this is going to be their poster child. The Democrats rigged the primary in order to save Hillary Clinton. I think we can all agree on that, Democrats and Republicans alike. Democrats seemingly don't have a problem with rigging elections. Mm-hmm. But the Democrats rigged the election in order to save Hillary Clinton. And she is one of the most flawed candidates that has ever received the nomination. And by flawed, I mean criminal. Mm-hmm. We look at WikiLeaks. We now have 30,000 documents, which exposes the heart and soul of her campaign and the misogyny, bigotry, and illegal actions that they conspired with the press in order to keep the people ignorant. And that is exactly what they said. They needed to keep the people ignorant in order to save Hillary Clinton. And the press was all too happy to oblige to help keep the people ignorant. So with the press on their side, they were able to elevate this criminal candidate, this lying candidate. Never before in history has a candidate like Hillary Clinton been nominated, nor even would she be able to run for office, because quite frankly, if we operated under a DOJ that was blind justice instead of social justice motivated and founded upon, as it originally was in the intent, then she would be sitting, or at least facing, severe jail time.
Well, Trevor Loudon said, Megan, that Hillary Clinton can't even pass a background check. Think about
it. Right.
I mean,
right.
She's taking over the office. She can't even do this. And as Buchanan says in one of his op-eds, Clinton would take office with two-thirds of the nation believing she is untruthful. How do you keep
right.
her on that?
Right. So two-thirds of the country believe her to be a liar. Nearly two-thirds of the country wanted her indicted. But yet somehow the media is telling us that she's up in the polls. If you look at Hillary Clinton's numbers with women and how she trends with women, she lost 12 points with women in August. People don't tend to talk about this. She's down to 43% with women. She might even be down a little bit further. And keep in mind that breaking the gender gap is 56%. Mm-hmm. So she's not breaking glass ceilings with women, the majority of women. Men are running away from Hillary Clinton, which many do anyway, including her husband. And so she's really going to have to rely on rigging. She's going to have to rely on perhaps just a late surge. But let's look at the economies of all of this bill. People vote with their pocketbooks, and they vote with a leader for a leader who they can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Obamacare is the biggest tax increase on the middle class I think the middle class has ever experienced.
Yes. And she says she's going to raise more, and she wants to raise more taxes on the middle class.
Right.
That I mean, she's told them that. And that's another one of those deals. How did that go by? I mean, we want to spend all this time talking about what supposedly Donald Trump said and what he did say, as opposed to a statement like that I'm going to raise taxes on the middle class, she says. And everybody applies.
Right. And that might have been the same speech where she said she was going to put the coal miners out of work.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at this tax increase, and this was the largest tax increase on the middle class, where premiums in Arizona, for example, are going to go up 100% next year, in Alabama 61%, in Nevada 40%, and the average is 30% across the country, but it's going to be much higher than that. And we predicted, those that rallied against Obamacare, that 2017 was going to be massive bloodshed. Well,
and Megan, those numbers are dynamic. They're not settling yet. That's just next year.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's more to come.
Right. Exactly. So what we've seen now, since the premiums have, since the administration finally has admitted that it's a disaster, are more and more local elections shifting in numbers. Joe Heck. In Nevada here, for example, is running for Harry Reid's seat. He was up 6 points against his opponent. He dumped Donald Trump after the tape. He lost 6 points. And then he was behind 6 points of his opponent. Now that the Obamacare premiums have come out, his numbers have gone up to where he's 6 points in the lead. This is a 12-point swing.
Yes.
This also happens to Kelly Ayotte and Rob Portman. They are seeing their numbers go up because of Obamacare, and I think more and more people are going to least vote down and up the ticket Republican because of Obamacare.
I mean, this is all at their feet, Megan.
Correct.
I mean, not one Republican voted for Obamacare.
Right. Right.
So,
you're exactly right.
So they own it.
Right. And let's keep in mind that the public option was always in the original Obamacare bill.
Mm-hmm.
But they could not get the 60 Democrats to support it. So what they did was they tried legislation maneuvers and tricks like the Slaughter Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to bribe Democrat Senators Mary Landrieu. It was called the Louisiana Purchase.
Right.
They tried to bribe the senator who retired now out of Nebraska with the Cornhusker kickback. These bribes didn't work, but so they took out the public option and they rammed through 2,600 pages of garbage.
And that was, and not to mention all the associated pages of regulation that go with it, that stands taller than you right now and growing.
Right. And I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
I'm a tall drink of water.
I'm telling you. This is unbelievable. Megan Barth is with us. Our conversation continues with Miss Megan. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
When you hear about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, you're going to be able to buy insurance through a pool so that you can get the same good rates as a group that if you're an employee at a big company, you can get right now, which means your premiums will go down.
Care. The premiums are expected next year to shoot up by an average across the country of 22%.
Now, which means your premiums will go down.
You know, I think that voters, when they go to the polls and make a decision about who they want to vote for president,
are going to vote for Hillary Clinton because they know that she has been focused on making sure that we can continue to add more people who have health care insurance and iron out those things.
Now, which means your premiums will go down.
You've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care, and then the people are out there busting it sometimes 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Now, which means your premiums will go down.
There are some states that are much higher than 25%. Arizona's up 116%. Tennessee's up over 60%. Texas is up over 60%.
These are increases that President Obama approved.
Now, which means your premiums will go down.
Companies asked for it, and he said, go right ahead. You charge those people that money. New Mexico, 93% increase of your Blue Cross Blue Shield. Right here in New York, 80%. Arizona is some the cheapest plan, up 116% on average in that state. So we're looking at huge, huge increases, and this was all totally predictable.
I've listened to a lot of economists say, you know, the prices are going to go down. But, I mean, look, any third grader could have figured this out.
Now, which means your premiums will go down.
If we repeal it, as Donald has proposed, and start over again, all of those benefits are lost to everybody.
Now, which means your premiums will go down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I tell you, Miss Megan, you can't wait to get in line for that benefit, huh?
Yeah.
We're moving all in the wrong direction. The president still insists it's going down. Going, wait a minute. What? I thought you graduated. I mean, what kind of math system are you on? Of course, well, he's on the math system that tells us, you know, that he can work the figures so that the unemployment rate is at 4% when everybody knows it's double digit plus, because that's the true reality. But how does he have a 55% approval rating?
You know,
is it just because people are glad that he's on his way out? That we're approving his departure? Is that what that is?
I was going to say, yeah, I think it's an uptick on them just waiting for him to get the heck out. A community organizer knows zero about economics. We're talking about a party led by Barack Obama in the last 7.5 years. Many at the helm have never created one job in their life. They've been civil servants on the taxpayer dole, including Hillary Clinton. You know, I find it interesting that she attacks and Michael Moore attacks Donald Trump for his wealth, although Michael Moore
said
Trump
is going to win. Says Trump's going to win.
Yeah, and I believe Michael Moore is actually right in this instance. I agree with him. But Hillary Clinton hasn't created a job in her life. They both were pupils of Saul Alinsky, a communist whose desire is to overthrow capitalism. And that has been what they have promised as far as Barack Obama is concerned. The fundamental transformation of this country will come through the refugee program, the refugee resettlement program. Let's just call them illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
So all the illegal immigrants that are flooding our southern border as well as our visa program are allowed to stay here indefinitely, allowed to vote, and they don't assimilate. So what we do through Cloward Piven, which is the overthrow of the fundamental transformation, we fundamentally transform this country through our borders by where we import more third world, uneducated, low-skill labor workers, and we flood the system by getting more wagon riders than wagon pullers.
Right.
And this is how they overthrow the system. This is how Obamacare was supposed to overthrow the health care system, which
right.
it did. In order to socialize health care, the government must have taken over, which they did with Obamacare, in order to fundamentally transform it. And so they tried.
Hillary told us this is her plan. I mean, in these emails, as you drew reference to just a moment ago, Megan, I mean, she said this is, I mean, she's a globalist. No borders. She sees this from, you know, from the north of Alaska all the way down to the tips of South America. You know, let's open up the borders and we're going to be all one big kumbaya happy family.
And she takes her orders from George Soros. And that was also exposed in WikiLeaks, which many of us knew. But WikiLeaks now is confirmed. but Democrats don't seem to care. However, George Soros, another communist, another one of her heroes, much like Saul Alinsky, anti-capitalist communist, that funds violence. George Soros is behind Black Lives Matter funding, as well as 140 or so different 501c3s and 4s. And we now know that the Democrats paid one of George Soros's entities to create violence and to incite violence at Trump rallies and other Republican events. And so this is what Hillary does.
Yeah.
Hillary aligns herself with communists, takes money from communists, incites violence with help from communists, and wants to fundamentally complete the fundamental transformation of this country, which will come through open borders and low-skilled labor.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You know, remember what Trump said. He said he could actually be seen, you know, killing somebody on Fifth Avenue. He'd still get elected president, right? Well, but he forgot part two. Part two was Hillary could be seen killing thousands of people in New York on Fifth Avenue and still be elected president.
She could leave four men to die in Benghazi.
Which she has. Yes, exactly. That's the deal.
Be elected.
Well, here's...
I met with... met Chris Taranto the other night, and it's not the first time I met Chris. Actually, we know each other, and he's a fan of mine, and I'm a fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
And he told some stories that I had never heard before while he stood on that stage. Let's not forget that we never sent a plane not to rescue those that were left behind. We never sent a plane for those who died.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton and this administration would have let our men rot on the Libyan runway. We never sent a plane for the fallen. Chris and his crew had to finagle a Libya plane in order to get our men back.
Yeah, that's so, you know, there are so many parts of this story, and I've heard Chris, and Chris has been on with us as well, and shared some of these heartbreaking realities of what they had to deal with. And it's unconscionable what they had to endure, Megan, you know, to your point. And when you recall these things, I mean, this is the thing that Hillary Clinton does to us. It's not just one thing. It's hundreds of things. And they just, you know, you can't even sort them all out. But when you stop and you think about, hey, just this one thing, not answering the call in Benghazi, forget about all the emails and the ramifications and all that. I mean, those are like, those are rabbit holes that go to nowhere almost, because you can't really figure this out. She is so polished. I mean, she is a black belt, a 10-degree black belt in lying and in deception. And we're sitting here, we don't even think like that. We don't even spend that much time in our lives thinking about how to lie and obfuscate as she does. And she's brought it to an art.
No, she absolutely has. And unfortunately, the art form she's practicing is 1994, and we now live in a 24-hour news cycle with hackers. As well as social media, which is exposing her to the absolute lying fraud that she is.
Well, President Obama is on the campaign trail. If it looks like anything like what he did in England, he was very aggressive promoting, you know, the anti-Brexit movement in England. He may be rather instrumental in keeping the wave fomenting, you know, toward Trump and against Hillary Clinton. We'll see, huh?
I'm calling Trump by 6 points.
Okay.
I'll put that on the record.
You got it. There she is, Megan Barth, the founder of ReaganBaby.com on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
1999. America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me. I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to I'm Not Ashamed Film.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down, ladies and gentlemen. 7 out of 10 of us agree we're on the wrong track. I say great observation. Now what does the right track look like? That's something that we need to work out, and it's going to be worked out at the grassroots level. The top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. David Daly is with us. He is the editor-in-chief of Salon and the digital media fellow for the Wilson Center for Humanities and the Arts and the Grady School of Journalism at the University of Georgia. He's also author of Rateffed. Let's put it that way, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Okay, the book, true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. The word of the day and the mantra on both sides, you know, from Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, is that, hey, look, at the system is rigged here. And we're coming to understand the nuances and what has taken years to be refined, you know, from both sides, whether it's Democrat or Republican. It would seem that, things are tilted to favor one side or the other, depending, right?
There are a lot of ways in which establishment elites work and sometimes work together to come up with ways to keep control of the system in their own hands. And redistricting and gerrymandering,
yes,
the process by which congressional districts and state legislative districts for years, mm-hmm, was one of those ways. It goes back to the dawning of the Republic. You can trace it back to Patrick Henry,
right,
1788.
Yeah, see, they used to teach that in old school, David. You know, gerrymandering, to teach that in old school. They don't teach that now, you know. But
I have to drop a little Schoolhouse Rock every once in a while.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. So gerrymandering, ladies and gentlemen, that's your word for the day. Okay, go ahead, David.
Exactly. Every 10 years after the census, you redraw the lines of all these districts. Seems like a pretty good opportunity for the politicians who are usually in charge of that process to draw themselves really friendly districts, right?
Mm, right.
And that's exactly what they have done for 200 years. What the Republicans figure out in 2010, a handful of really smart Republican strategists sent her to something called the Republican State Leadership Committee. After the party gets beaten up badly in 2008 with Obama, the supermajority in the Senate for the Democrats, losing the House again, they say, wait a second, 2010 is a redistricting year. We can mount our comeback in 2010 through redistricting. And what they do is they reinvent the idea of gerrymandering. If the two sides in the past had worked together to save all of the incumbents, the Republicans said, that's not what we're going to do this year. We are going to work on a nationwide strategy to tip as many legislative chambers coast to coast in our favor as we can. And when it comes time to draw these new maps, we're going to kick all the Democrats out of the room. We're going to have complete control of the process, and we're going to draw ourselves friendly lines. And the technology has gotten so good by this point in time that they know when they move the lines exactly what's going to happen. So this is why in a year that looks pretty bad for the Republicans right now at the Trump level, at the U.S. Senate level, the House is perfectly safe for the Republican Party just about no matter what, because of the strategic way in which the lines were drawn in 2010 and 2011.
Right. Well, David, you say that's the real scandal the New York Times is missing, is they're ignoring why Democrats can't win the House.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that the Times and I think a lot of the elite media is still working on this under the old way, you know, under the way that all the Democrats simply live in the cities and Republicans live every place else. So that's why Democrats get, you know, so that's why Republicans win all these states. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the districts, if you look at it, it's just not the case. So what you have is a state like Pennsylvania, for example, where there's 18 congressional seats. Democrats get a ton more votes. Republicans take 13 of the 18 seats. Ohio is the 50-50 state in the country. 12 seats for the Republicans, 4 for the Democrats. Michigan is a pretty blue state. 9 Republicans in the House, 5 Democrats. North Carolina is turning blue on just about every level this year, but there's not a single competitive congressional race in that state either. It's going to stay 10-3 Republican. So all of these states, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, these are states in which there are no competitive congressional elections. I mean, Georgia, there's a lot of talk that Georgia could tip blue. I'll believe it when I see it. But yes, you would think that you might have competitive congressional elections in just one of these states. There's only 17 districts out of 435 in which we can't say right now already who the winner is going to be. I mean, that is dangerous for democracy. I mean, it doesn't matter which side you sit on.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting out of this. You're looking at it a way, you know, you're drawing back. It's not you're necessarily being an ideologue here. You're just saying, hey, in terms of the process and what our founding fathers fought for, are we consistent with that premise?
The House of Representatives is supposed to be the chamber of government that is most directly responsive to the people. And what's happened is that it's become insulated from our vote at the ballot box because of the way politicians have drawn the lines. And that is dangerous. And when institutions like this cease to be responsive to the ballot box, they cease, frankly, to be democratic institutions. And we have a right to be outraged about this.
Is this promoting gridlock?
We have better politics.
Is this promoting gridlock, David?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the dysfunction and the broken nature of our politics is directly tied to the fact that we have carved up all 435 of these congressional districts in such a way as to not have any competitive elections, to not have any compromise, any sense that that things can change, that there's some common ground we can find, and it turns the idea of representative government on its head, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're pointing to a systemic issue, and so I imagine as you were writing this book and coming up with it, and even with the headline to get people's attention, it was like you're really shaking America, grabbing it by its shoulders and shaking America, saying, wake up. People may be offended by the title, but, the fact of the matter is you're seeing this, you're going, wait a minute, this system is rigged, but not necessarily in the way that, we're talking about it right now. But like anything, when we realize that there's something, there's something that stinks in River City, it takes us a while to ferret it out, right?
It sure does. I mean, and that's why this is so effective. Because it's boring in some ways, right? Because gerrymandering is the thing that put us all to sleep in civics class back in seventh grade or whatever it was that we learned about it. So as a result, it can sneak under the radar, and the politicians are able to use these sneaky little processes that no one's paying attention to because they kind of remind us of, falling asleep in Mr. Herms's, history class back in seventh grade. But these district lines are the building blocks of our democracy. And when they get carved up beyond belief in an attempt to put the politicians in charge of choosing their voters instead of voters in charge of choosing their politicians.
Exactly.
It's got to be fixed.
Right. No, I'll tell you, this is an excellent point, David, and I'm glad that you went through the process. I mean, I got to imagine as you're going through this, some would say, well, this is a bit of a dream, but I'm saying it's also probably part of a nightmare for you because you're realizing, what happened and how the system got rigged and the systemic issue. I mean, we're out here fighting about all these other things and we don't even realize that, we've got problems down to the roots, don't we?
The fights are fixed and all of it at its root, at its heart, are these district lines, and we are not going to get any action on the things that we care about. We're not going to have a better politics or a smarter politics or a less extreme politics until we fix the way we draw our districts.
Well, David, I want you to know I'm with you. I think we have to address the systemic issue, and because I'm an optimist, and I always go for the optimum in any kind of situation, and the way things have been laid out, they're not in the interest of we the people. David, your book available at all the usual places, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely is. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place.
David Daly. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, David.
Where you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399. An Ibanez Electric for $249. A Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199. Or Daddario Strings, 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the Lucy Girl. Yes, Living Life with Lauren. And we're talking about the one and only national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is back with us as always. How you doing, Lolo?
Greetings and salutations. Doing good.
Hey, wonderful. Hey, you know, I was so excited. I kind of figured out my problem. I don't know if I told you this or not. Not that I drink a whole lot of Diet Dr. Pepper or Diet Coke, but I like to have one around when I want it. And lately, I don't know what it is because, you know, I grew up in California, never had a problem. You know, you get your Diet Coke, you get your Diet Dr. Pepper, and you bring it home, and it all works. Not a problem. All of a sudden, I'm here in Florida. And it's losing its, I don't know, what do you call it, its flavor. And, you know, I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? So finally, out of frustration, because I went through an entire 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper and Diet Coke, and I kept thinking, I go, this is bad. What is going on? And so I decided, well, they have an 800 number. So I said, well, let me call them and see if there's some secret that I need to employ while I'm here on the East Coast, because on the West, I don't run into this problem. Mm-hmm. Well, did you know there's an expiration date on these things?
And they're selling them anyway?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying I didn't even know that there is an expiration date on the bottom.
By that.
And you know, because I check these things out. Everything, when I, like, you go to these big box stores like Costco or Sam, that's one of the things, first things, I always check the expiration. So, but I didn't know that on the bottom of the can there's an actual expiration date. And so I had been getting this product from a place that is not monitoring their expiration dates very well.
Well, clearly not.
Yeah. But did you know there was an expiration on the bottom of the cans?
No, and I wouldn't think there would be, considering you can put a pair of false teeth in a cup of Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, whatever.
Would you stop doing that?
Yeah. In like a couple of weeks. I don't do soft drinks. I just don't. And they're bad for you. Yeah, they're bad. You guys listen.
Well, I'll tell you what. And when they go bad, they go really bad. And so now they're double bad. So anyway, just in case you've been running into that problem, and maybe everybody else knew, and I can't believe it. I mean, like, this has been going on. And like I say, it's not like I do it with regularity, but when I get in the mood for one, and then it's bad, it's like, oh, it's terrible.
Well, did you take it back to the place? Did you say, look, these are these are, you know, like belly up. You shouldn't
well,
be helping these.
They've I called the 800 them. Number, and they were nice enough to send me a certificate to replace them. So, yeah, and they
you
were all.
You have not because you asked not.
That's right.
So free.
So we got there. So we got that, you know. So now everybody knows there's expiration. And also they told me, they go, it's on the box. Well, you know, and I said, well, you got to write it. You know, it can't be in Braille because I don't know how to read Braille. You know how they do everything's so small.
I have never, ever looked for an expiration on a soft drink in my life.
Well, because you
ever.
Don't drink it. You don't drink it.
Well, I don't drink them, but I don't think anybody does. Even if I do, I don't think about that. And I look at expiration on my cottage cheese and my yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cottage cheese worse, huh? Oh, my goodness. What a disaster. Milk especially. Oh.
You need to know this, too. Like almond milk, I have figured out, because that's what we do now. We do straight almond or coconut milk. That stuff can say it's expired, but it still tastes good. Because sometimes I'll be like, I'm desperate, and I'll go ahead and try it anyway. It's fine. Now, milk, cow milk, that's another story. When it's gone, it's bad, it's gone. Don't do it to yourself.
When they get discontented, when those cows get discontented, they're not fun, are they?
They're not fun. Now, if you do the fat-free kind or the 2%, you might can eke out another few days, maybe even a week.
I don't even want to get close to it. I don't want to. I'll surrender. Hey, speaking of which, interesting polling stuff is going on. Let's talk just a little bit of politics for a moment because we like to
do
that.
You want to get my blood pressure up?
No. Just,
hair standing on end.
Michael Moore. I mean, we're talking, you know, the smart guys, you know, the smart pundits, they're saying, you know, Hillary's in the bag. She's got it 5-1. You know, she's, you know, just going to run away with it, okay? And then you got Michael Moore going, I don't think so. You know, it's going to be Donald Trump. Then you got Halloween masks, okay? it's down to this science. The one who sells more Halloween masks has traditionally been the winner. Doesn't bode well for Hillary. She's about 6-7 points behind Donald Trump for Halloween masks.
Oh,
so there is some hope.
Word.
Huh?
There is hope on the horizon. Well, and I wanted to tell our listening family this, that be cautious if where you're voting is electronic voting. Now, I'm in Mississippi, and it's paper. If you do a little sheet of paper, you take a pencil, you mark in the little bubble, then you put it in this contraption that takes it away. Hopefully the contraption's working. But, you know, in Texas, these people were doing the electronic, I guess, where you flip the lever or whatever, not on paper. And they were noticing they were voting for Trump, I think, and it was flipping it to Hillary. So you guys all need to watch and make sure as best as you can, if it's electronic, that the way you're voting is the way that it goes through, and you better stay until you make sure. And then if something's askew, you've got to tell them at the poll.
Exactly.
See, I didn't even know till today that Soros, who's a big supporter of Hillary Clinton, that his company owns a lot of these electronic voting machines.
Exactly.
You don't know that?
What? Yeah,
it's just convoluted. Every day I get up, I'm like, how much more crooked and convoluted can this become?
Yeah, but we don't need people to get defeated and feel like, okay, it's so rigged. I don't want to show up because this thing's a double-edged sword, you know. But because this is our republic, and I'm not saying not to say anything. I think we need to be aware. This is our republic. We need to fight for the integrity of our republic, and that's what we're taking a stand on here to make sure this is checked out. I mean, it is most amazing, Lauren. I mean, even what they're finding out. Of course, Democrats are really quick to say, "Oh, there's no rigging of the system. There's no voter fraud," but yet. Somehow the Democrats have found a way to convert Republicans after they die. They have them rise from the dead and vote Democrat. How does that happen?
Well, lots of them. Not just a couple hundred, but thousands, and it's been proven.
It's the zombies. It's the zombies.
It's the zombies. Which is who would be voting for Hillary. It's the zombies. Sorry, I didn't hurt anybody's feelings. Hey, did y'all see the interview with Megyn Kelly and Newt?
Oh, what a slapdown, huh?
Man, she's got to get, I mean, I think they're going to, don't you? You'll see it coming.
Well, she's renegotiating her contract right now.
She
wants upwards
million.
20 million is all. Yeah. Yeah, but she's prepared.
They need to just move. But she does not, Fox is really overall the most conservative. Wouldn't you say news source?
I think I can say that. Yeah.
So that is not her views. I mean, so she's not in line with how most of the viewers are feeling. And so I wouldn't renew our contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Robin's so aggravated, and he's like, you know, I'm getting to the point, I'm just turning her show off, and I turn it back on for Hannity. He said, mm-hmm. I don't have any use for her right now. So I think a lot of people are feeling that way. I've seen a lot of folks on Facebook saying, what is up with Megyn Kelly. You know, she just doesn't, she doesn't share the beliefs of what most conservative people are feeling at this point. And
well,
she's, you know, slanting people. And she's talking to him, I mean, to Newt about, you know, Donald being a, what were the words that she used? That,
a sexual predator.
A predator. And, you know, and Robin and I were talking about how, you know, she modeled in GQ magazine that we're like, you know, you might be causing people to be a predator when you're, you know, have your lewd pictures up. You know, it's like, can any of us really be affording to point the finger?
Well, I don't know about you, but the one thing, I was a bit distracted. And fortunately, there was a priest in the house, so I could go to confession right away.
Uh-huh.
But I think Maria Bartiromo, you know, at the Alfred Smith, you know, dinner that they had in New York here last week. Did you see the point of view of the camera?
I did. You know what's so funny?
And I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I only want to share it with you because you know how to tastefully manage that kind of, and I don't want to make a big deal out of it. But I think that there was a rather humongous increase in pubescent activity as a result of that that dinner.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And it's so funny because I did think that, but I haven't had the conversation with anyone. So
leave it to us, right, to bring that up.
To be mindful of our jewels and what we bring to the table is limit. You know what I'm saying? We got to be careful.
Yeah, but getting back to Megyn, I mean, Megyn was interviewed on Donald Trump, and I don't know if you heard any of that Howard Stern. And you go on the Howard Stern show, what do you think you're going to talk about?
Trash.
Well, of course. And so she's there. And so it's like, you know, come on, give me a break. It's like Michelle Obama going around, you know, acting so disdainful. And then somebody finally wrote an article about this. And I go, okay, it's about time, because we've been talking about it on this show, is that, look, you got Jay-Z, you got Beyonce, you got all these rappers coming in and, you know, hanging around your kids and listen to the lyrics of their music. And you're going to tell me that the girls aren't listening to their music?
Right. Exactly.
What's wrong with this?
Well, if you listen to music, like, I am flabbergasted. I mean, I have to be careful, you know, what my children, they're 6 and 7, especially our 7-year-old. I think I told y'all that she'll be singing stuff. And I'm like, where are you getting that? I'm like, And see, my mother, I got in trouble because I remember vividly going through the house. I did not know, honestly, y'all, what I was saying. This was probably 70s, so I was, you know, maybe elementary, junior high school, singing Love and Touch and Squeezing. And my mother's like, what are you singing? And I was like, it's this Journey song. She goes, you ain't singing that stuff in this house.
You ain't loving, you ain't touching, you ain't squeezing nothing,
right,
girlfriend. Yeah, that's it.
In this house, it's her 11-year-old self, or how old are we, 10 or 11 or 12. And so now, loving, touching, squeezing is nothing compared to that mess these kids are listening to. I mean, I'm horrified when I see these Disney kids we grew up watching. You know, we watched them grow up. And they're on these music videos, lewd and lingerie, singing these lyrics that are horrible. I mean,
yeah, tongues sticking out. Oh, yeah.
In a song.
Right, exactly.
So I'm sorry, that was just a little tangent I had to go on as a mom.
Well, that's okay. We need to do that once in a while because we have to vacate these demons that we're surrounded with, no doubt about it. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about life with Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Lolo, have a great weekend, and we'll see you in New York, huh? Well, let's go see Hamilton.
Let's go.
All right.
Signed up.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or REVERIE.com.
Has your body...